It was as though this plan had been with him all his life, pondered through the seasons, now in his 15th year, crystallized with the pain of puberty.
So, why'd you move here?
My mom had to get a restraining order against my stepdad. He has emotional problems.
Oh, I have those too. What kind of emotional problems does your dad have?
I'm going to tell you a little story today about a young man whose life was completely destroyed by these instruments of fear.
Donnie is experiencing what is commonly called a daylight hallucination. Has he ever told you about his friend Frank, the giant bunny rabbit?
The what? I'm not going to be able to continue this conversation.
Don't worry. You got away with it.
When is this going to stop?
You should already know that.
People, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 69. Woo! Sex time. Sexy time. Well, we will be doing a porno today. It's called Jeremy Irons' Last Hard-On. It's a great documentary film about the life of a porn star's penis. Not being able to work anymore. So what he does to get himself together to get back into the porn industry and become the self-made millionaire man he was.
And Viagra does not help.
MoviesMostPodcast.com, of course.
This is Z from TheFanCritic.com.
TheFanCriticXXX.com, that's right.
Yes, I changed the name. Screw movies, we're going with the porn.
Call your site anything you'd like, but if you add that XXX at the end, you're porno.
You know how many freaking hits you would get and people would be so pissed? What the fuck?
Movie Spoilers Podcast, XXX.com.
Movie porn podcast.com.
Spoiling all the porn movies.
Is it really spoiling? Can you spoil
really
a porn movie?
Those, but, you know, spoiler would be he came in 5 minutes.
That's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, like, and then I'd have to, you know, I'd interview the actors or whatever. I get the details, the inside scoop, you know, like I normally do on here. I'll give them the inside scoop of how do they record these videos and everybody's, you know, acting wise, you know, the talents and stuff like that. But we're here to talk about Jeremy Irons' Last Hard On. Great movie.
Yeah, but then he has to go work. He has to go be Alfred now because he couldn't get it up.
Yeah, Z told me this movie broke him when we watched it. Whatever, I was like, why did it break him? He was just like, because his dick broke into the vagina. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I did remember that scene.
Oh, could you imagine that? Could you imagine that? Explain that.
Good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a bad thing. And explain that to the doctor, the hospital.
You gotta take the girl with you and shit. Still on your shit. You're just like, doc, get her off.
She can't.
He just looks at you and go, why? Looks pretty comfortable to me.
Oh, it's just painful to think about.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm telling you, if your dick breaks, you might as well just cut it off. You might as well not even live anymore, to be honest.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's worth living. You'll have a weird limp too, I think.
Until the future comes and you can get you know, metallic balls and shit like that.
Nah, brass balls.
Yeah, hell yeah. If you could do, hey, I'm telling you right now, I'd chop mine off with some brass ones right now.
Hey, I want brass balls, but they got to be blue colored.
Oh, my mind's dark. Chocolate. So every time I walk, you hear that ding, 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 ding.
Imagine how often you travel. You'll be going through the fucking metal detector.
And I tell the woman, I'd be like, you go ahead and search me. Yeah, that's right. Whatever. And be like, I'm pretty sure people are like, you don't even feel anything in there. It's like, that's not the point. It's what you make them feel. I've gotten my feeling in the past 26 years or whatever. It's not time for them to feel it.
It don't get kind of annoying. It could be like your own theme music while you're walking.
Probably would get on your nerves after a while. You say you get fired from your job, girlfriend leaves you, whatever and shit. You just want some quiet time alone. You walk in the park, whatever. Next thing you know, you keep hearing this loud dinging noise. You're like, God damn it! All the dogs in the middle of the night start barking at you and shit.
It's kind of like your Big Ben in fucking England. It chimes every hour.
So somewhere, Mr. Rogers is watching through his window, looking like, ooh, aren't you a naughty neighbor? That's not right. That man is dead, I think.
I think you're right. I think he is dead.
Okay, well then. That's not right. He didn't rape those puppets. Anyway, we're not talking about Jeremy Irons' Last Hard On. No, we're talking about Donnie Darko.
Which is a porno to your mind.
Well, my mind. If that's supposed to be a porno in my mind, then no wonder I wasn't enjoying myself or getting a boner or nothing like that. I was like, man.
No, this movie fucks with your mind. This is a mind fucker movie.
I don't know about porn in my mind. I like porn in my dick, you know?
Yeah. But one thing that cool, this, because you love the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, this has a good soundtrack. This is 80s soundtrack.
Yeah, I love the soundtrack of this movie.
Yeah. And they played, they had Tears for Fears, I think it was, in a montage scene.
Yeah.
And then the awesome song at the end with Mad World, which is a great song.
I love the song cues they hit in here. I think the song cues fit the scene perfectly and everything. Yeah. I was like, wow. If anything, I would put this up on the Throwback Tuesday soundtrack list of movies.
I would too.
Crow and what other movies we saw with a good soundtrack? Mulan, Crow,
Inception.
That was a score,
but it's still a soundtrack though.
Yeah, which I guess it's better.
Crow Friday.
Yeah, Friday was cool. Yeah, I like Friday.
Yeah, Friday was cool. But Donnie Darko's, because Guardians, you know, that was all 80s songs. And it fit well with that. And this fit, well, this was 88 in the movie, but the songs, it just were awesome for this.
Yeah, for a movie that was made in 2001, it really did capture the feel of the late 80s, I must say. I was looking at it, I was like, wow, this, even the way it's shot and everything, I was like, it has that 80s vibe to it. I was like, it's amazing that this movie was made in the 2000s.
I still think to this day, I still think it's amazing how they go back in time, like in the 80s or 70s, you gotta get the certain clothes, hairstyles, cars. I think it's amazing that they do that.
Cinematography.
Mm-hmm. They make it look like it's 80s. They made it look like it's 80s.
Yeah, as I was watching the film, I had to keep looking at the date. I was like, yeah, let me look, check other sites now or whatever. I was like, this can't have been made in 2001. I was like, this looks really 80s. I mean, if anything, it almost looked like I was watching, what's an 80s? Back to the Future or something like
that.
I'm not talking about story-wise. I'm talking about, like, the cinematography-wise. I was looking, I was like, man, this looks like they were made in the same time.
Yeah, and I think the music and the cinematography, I think it's the strongest point in the entire movie.
You know what? I would agree with that. I think the music, every time a song came on, I was loving it. I was like, oh, gotta look that soundtrack up again or whatever. Buy this real quick. I agree completely. I think the music is the best. I think the best thing of the whole movie, to be honest.
Well, the acting too, but the story just kind of pulls you away so often that it takes you in different turns. It's kind of, you lose interest fast.
Yeah, you kind of, you know what, I agree with you. I think it's because you just brought up some good points that you may get distracted by other good elements such as cinematography, music, and background effects and stuff like that. Because the story tends to get all over the place to where you just like, okay, I don't really want to put that much thought into it. Let me look this way.
And this is a movie that you have to pay attention. Or you're going to be... You can't join it halfway through or you're going to be lost.
Shit, you can't even join it 20 minutes.
No.
Because I haven't seen this movie in a while. And there was times where I was just... I had to turn the volume up to make sure I caught the dialogue. And I was like, wait, what's going on right here? You know, I think... because this was the director's first time movie. I think he got a little in over his head at some point.
Yeah, this was his first, like you said, first feature. And look at his other movies he's done, like Southland Tales and The Box. He is a fucked up director and a writer.
Yeah, I really think he got a little ahead of himself and jumped too into it and thought he was doing something more than he should have been.
Do you think he did the M. Night M. Night thing. One good, the fir his first good movie, then he just pretty much tails off.
You know what? I haven't seen, and I'm sure that good movie you're talking about is Sixth Sense. I haven't seen that in a while, so
Yeah.
someone was telling me that movie is complete shit, so.
I liked it. I like Signs too, but everything else M. Night's done has been shit. And this, I mean, Southland Tales was just garbage. Thank God that didn't win.
Yeah, Southland Tales is so garbage.
I did not want to watch that movie again.
Southland Tales is so garbage that it's one of those movies that you have to watch to see, to get that how bad it is. Every now and then you get those movies that are so fucking bad that you have to see them.
When Tooth Fairy is the rock, is a better picture for The Rock than Southland Tales.
Damn, that is a goddamn shame right there. It Oh, man. Hey, Z, you think you can give a plot synopsis of this?
Yes, Donnie Darko, directed by Richard Kelly, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Jenna Malone, Drew Barrymore, Maggie Gyllenhaal. Released October 28,
Drew Barrymore
2001.
look.
What's that?
Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore. This is the hottest I've ever seen her in a movie.
I agree. Well, never been kissed. Wait, no, I say Batman Forever. She looks good as Sugar.
Yeah. And here though, she was looking like a, and there she was looking like a whore. And here she was looking sophisticated and sexy. I was like, man, I wanted her to take that fucking turtleneck off so bad, man. I was just like, man.
Yeah. Budget was 4.5 million, box office 7.6. Indie, is this an indie film?
They considered it when it came out an
Because
indie
this
film.
got a massive cult following.
Yeah, it didn't get that big of a release though, because I know it got forgotten and swept under the
Oh, it
theater. It was
did.
out of theater. It
It
was out of
did.
theaters quick, I remember.
But it got a following, I think, after it, the after when it got on DVD.
Yeah, it's one. You know, it's one of the. This is one of these movie film buff snob movies.
Snob movies.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I can see it. I can see it. This
Yeah,
is.
if you say anything negative or anything like that, whatever, you don't know film. You don't know what you're talking about. Whatever. It's one of those.
Is this an? Do you think this is an underground movie?
I didn't hear what you said.
Do you think this is like an underground movie?
Yeah, could be. It was a well, what was the term? A sleeper hit?
So,
Is that a
yeah.
fun?
It barely made its budget back. But like you said, it's probably limited release, probably 200 theaters, probably at best, maybe less.
Yeah, because I remember a lot of people was mad that it was out of theaters really quick, and I remember reading some reviews from critics back then that were saying, "Oh, it's a shame that this didn't get nominated or Jake Gyllenhaal get nominated and stuff like that for it." And I was like, "Yeah," and then I thought about it, so I was like, "Yeah, I wanted to go see that in theaters," and because I heard all the stuff about it, and then I was like, "That shit was gone." I remember like a month later when I was in the theater.
And it's Donnie Darko pretty much falls around Donnie Darko, it's, Jake Gyllenhaal. He's a senior, I think, in school. Very,
Yeah, they don't say.
but he's like a loner. And then jet engine crashes in his bedroom when he was, sleepwalking because he has these visions of a bunny, Frank in a bunny suit, and all this weird shit, time travel bullcrap happens. It's really hard to describe a plot for this movie.
Yeah, that's why I said if you can describe the plot the best way, because as I was watching, I was like, Z's gonna have a hard time describing this movie.
It is a really hard movie to one understand and two to actually describe a plot.
Yeah, because I'm like, this is one of those movies, if you give the plot synopsis, you'll probably be spoiling the movie.
Is there really the ending? Did the ending surprise you?
Damn, I'm not an, what did you take this movie as? No, don't even go back to the history of it or anything like that. When you rewatched it, what did you take it as? Like a fantasy sci-fi? Like, what was your initial
Fantasy
take on it?
sci-fi. I'll say sci-fi fantasy. Because the whole
Yeah.
time travel wormholes bullshit and all that stuff is just weird. And then the teacher knew stuff, his science teacher, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then the whole rabbit thing was just weird.
See, the thing to me was rewatching it. It's like I said, I haven't seen this in years. Rewatching it, I was watching it, and I was like, this is like a mystery drama or something like that. And then Because, you know, like you said, the wormhole, there's so much talk about it at the beginning. And then when you actually see it towards the end of the film, you're just like, oh, so this is a real thing now.
I know. Did someone else do something similar to this? Not the story, but similar to wormholes and the time travel?
You know, I just rewatched it this morning, whatever, and I didn't see anything like that, but, you know, there was so much, you could be right, because there was so much of, like, you know, people dazing off and stuff like that, that it could have been someone's dreaming in of it or something like that, so.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you keep seeing it every now and then or whatever, but you don't know if someone's hallucinating, dreaming, or if it's real or not.
Yeah. And I want to say, was this Jake's first movie? I'm looking.
No, I think he did some kids movies before that. He was a he wasn't an actual Disney child, but remember he did a lot of kids things back then.
He was in City Slickers, October Sky, Bubble Boy, Donnie Darko.
I would say this was his first rated R movie. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, it looks like it. But he really broke away after this. Not saying he's like a great actor or nothing, but
that's one of the things about Jake Gyllenhaal. I think the dude has a lot of range. I think he's I think he is a good actor.
He has his moments.
I believe. Yeah, he has moments, or whatever. Personally, I think he is a great actor. I'll go ahead and give him that. I mean, I've seen him in some things lately where I was like, man, this guy is really good. Really looking forward to his new movie coming out this year, Nightcrawler.
That looks really good too.
Saw the trailer for that; it just looked interesting.
Yeah, that looks good. But Jarhead, I loved him in Jarhead.
Loved him in, Jarhead. I loved End of Watch. I thought it was one of his best performances. Prisoners, I thought he did a good job. That movie Enemy that came out earlier this year, I thought he did a good job.
Source Code, I liked him in Source Code.
Yeah, Source Code was really good. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to Nightcrawler with him in it. I think the man has a lot of talent, to be honest.
His sister, I don't like Maggie at all.
I don't either.
She looks... Are they twins?
You know what? Watching this movie, I was like, you know, it's the first time I've seen them together, and I was kind of staring at them. I was like, they do kind of... You can tell they definitely are related.
Yeah. But I don't like her. Her, like, her... The way she comes off, she acts like she's better than everyone. Even acting wise, she acts like she's better than everyone.
Her in Dark Knight,
I did too. She was
I wish they would have. I'm probably the only person that said that. I wish they would have just kept Katie Holmes.
Now Tom Cruise wouldn't let that happen.
Tom Cruise like fuck that shit.
You're not doing a better movie than me.
If I can't be Batman, bitch, you can't be fucking him.
No, I don't. I do not like her at all. I just think, 100%. And I just don't like her. I just cannot stand her.
Yeah, you think that these two have, like, I remember we made a joke, I was like, you ever think these two, when they call each other, they go like, oh, hey, sis, because, you know, the In the Watch came out the same time one of her movies came out, and hers went away quick.
Yeah, but Watch, like, she does have Dark Knight on her resume.
I was thinking, like, they killed that bitch an hour into the film. I was thinking they probably call each other and be like, hey, sis, you know, my movie's career is pretty going off good. You know, I'm pretty much, you know, in the Oscar runs and stuff like that. You know, my talent is describable here or whatever. And she just goes tell him, wow, Jake, well, I guess we all can't have a Dark Knight on our hands. Whatever. He's like, look, how many times are you going to keep bringing that fucking movie up? You wouldn't even star in that fucking movie.
She gets him a signed copy of Dark Knight for Christmas.
She photoshops it with instead of Batman on cover, she puts her face in the background.
Yeah, I think Jake Gyllenhaal, I think he could be a superhero later. I think he has the look to be
I think he'd make a good X-Men character.
I think he'd be a good villain. He's got that evil, especially in this movie, his like, when he was, you know, craziness. I think he could have been, like, a Joker.
He plays a lot of, well, in a lot of his movies, he has this look in his face, even in Enemy, Prisoners, and this one, like you said, or whatever. He has that crazy, vil look to him, where I could see him, He definitely has the body build for it nowadays, so definitely give him that. I see why he's pretty much stayed away from the action territory, though.
Yeah, and I think what Jarhead's drama really and the Watch, was that action?
Yeah, and somewhat, but more drama.
Drama than drama action.
Yeah.
I think Source
the action
Code's
was really. Source Code's a really good film, yeah.
Yeah, I do like Jake. He has moments, good moments, and then he has bad moments, just like every actor. But
I think
everyone,
he's been on a roll lately.
Yeah, he's, you know, Prisoners, you said Enemy, Nightcrawler, which comes out this year, right? November?
Yeah, it comes out, I was about to say next month. Well, by the time this goes up, yeah, it'll be next month, November, so.
Yeah.
Like you said, since Source Code, I mean, for me, he's been hitting it out the park with his acting and some of his movie choices, for that matter, too. I've been enjoying him lately, so.
Yeah, and this was his first big, his starring role. I'm not counting Bubble Boy, because that was one of those throwaway movies. He knew no
yeah,
better.
Well.
He didn't know any better.
Yeah, that movie did well, I remember that. I remember kids talking about that shit.
In a good way or a bad way?
I mean, good way, I guess, or whatever. Actually, this came out before Bubble Boy, right? I know it came out the same year, right?
This came out in 2001. I think Bubble Boy came out in 2000, late to the early 2001.
Yeah, Bubble Boy came out in 2001, too.
Yeah, but I think he's more known for this than Bubble Boy.
I hear a lot of people make jokes about him. No matter what good movie you do, you'll always be known for something you did that was just like, what the fuck were you thinking about?
But what did you think of, like, this movie had a pretty good cast.
Yeah, I like the cast of it. I thought everyone did a good job. You know what? I even give credit out to Maggie Gyllenhaal for a little time. Actually, you know what? You remember when she was in her Halloween costume?
She looked good.
She looked the same age as she did now.
She's like, she looks 40 to me, but I know she's not 40.
She looked like it in this movie when she wore that costume on. She's looking pretty good, decent in here. I liked seeing her. Even Seth Rogen.
Skinny Seth Rogen.
Well, as skinny as he can be.
Seth Rogen, Noah Wiley from ER, Patrick Swayze. Somalia from The Ring. She was Donnie's sister.
Yeah.
And I liked their parents, Mary McDonnell and Holmes Osborne. I liked those two.
Love the parents. I thought the parents were some of the best actors in here. I loved them. I thought there was really
Mary McDonnell, she is a great actress. She's a great actress.
She is really good. And she was looking hot in this movie sometimes.
I just don't understand the end with her. You know what I'm talking about?
The ending with her or the ending in general?
The ending in general. Where she's just smoking by a tree when they're wheeling her son out dead. And she looks like she doesn't even care.
She was crying. I remember this. I did see that. It was after the way she kind of looked away. Like that. Because at first I was saying the same thing. I was like, oh. And then next you know, you can see her eyes kind of down or whatever and shit. I never saw her smoke in the movie, too, so I was like, where'd she get that cigarette from?
Yeah, I mean...
She found her bottle of vodka staff.
I mean, that's why this movie's so weird, because it's 28 days, right? And there's, like, a countdown.
Yeah, and there's time traveling involved, where he actually went back in time to kill himself to save his girlfriend. So I know they label it as a romantic comedy, too. I'm like,
what? What?
I saw that, John. I saw that genre on there. I was just like, romantic and kind of what? Okay.
There is no comedy in this movie.
There's nothing funny about going back in time to kill yourself.
You know what?
Allowing yourself to die.
I don't know what came out first. Butterfly Effect. I had the same ending when thinking about that.
You know what? The question, the comedy, there is some comedy elements there. I don't know if they were intentional or not, because I laughed at when he exposed that, what was that dude's name? Cunningham or something like
Patrick
that?
Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, Patrick Swayze's character.
Well, I loved it when he was when he was talking to him at the assembly.
Yeah, I thought that was funny as fuck, if you ask me. I don't know if those were considered. I don't know if there was intentional or unintentional or not, but they were pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, and he, I don't know how he put that axe in the mascot in the statue's head. Did you
Yeah,
see
that didn't
that?
make any goddamn sense. I saw that just sitting out. I was like, isn't that statue supposed to be bronze?
And how high it was.
Yeah, like, where would he get the grip to stick that axe into that? I mean, even if he stood on top of the platform it was on, he still wouldn't be the same size of the thing to get that thing right syringed in the middle of his head.
And he's skinny in this movie. He is psychotically skinny. He's like sick skinny.
Yeah, I mean, when he's wearing his shirts and shit, they're baggy on him.
Yeah. Like he was like cancer patient sick.
Yeah, it was tough seeing Jake Gyllenhaal rewatch this movie. I was like, man, you really did grow into a grown ass man. And I was sitting
Yeah.
up like, man, you look like a psychotic mental patient or something right now.
And then, he falls in love with this new girl. Was she a new girl?
Yes, I
Gretchen.
think. Yeah.
Pretty much dates her, and he's
And
happy,
she
but
had a
he's.
fucked up scene, dude, in this movie.
Which
They
scene?
were the scene where they were talking about the baby with the glasses or whatever, and then
Oh.
the James, I mean not James, Seth Rogen and him said, "Didn't your father kill your mother, stab your mother?" And I was just like, "Damn, dude, you
Dark.
motherfuckers!"
This is such a dark movie.
I said, "That's some cruel shit for your ass right there." And then next, she started making out with Jake Gyllenhaal. I was like, "Man, she's just fucking him out of pity right now." And, cause she's just down and shit. I was
And
like.
then I loved, I don't know how they did it, I loved how they ran her over.
Oh, dude,
Dude, how
they,
awesome that scene was.
beautiful when they ran her over. I wish I could have ran her over.
No, it's just how cool that scene was. I'm like, you really feel like you got hit by a car.
Man, to be honest, that shit felt like it came out of nowhere. I remember I looked down, I was like, damn, did she just get run over? I was
Well, I know they teased it when they talk about the old lady, Grandma Death or whatever,
yeah.
get hit by a car, and that's in the country road of like Virginia or where the fuck this town was, but
But the way that car swerved and all, I was like, it looked like he did that on purpose. I was like, come on, man. There's no way.
and I love that they kind of intertwined everything together with the Frank in the bunny
Intertwined,
suit
yeah.
was the guy that ran her over. That's why
Yeah,
this movie's
eyeball
just.
shot.
That's why this movie's
The
so
whole shot in the
weird.
eyeball thing.
Yeah, and I don't understand how Drew Barrymore really didn't play a key role like Noah Wiley did, but.
Well, there was a lot of storylines in here that kind of went nowhere. I thought it, some parts tied in. I thought some parts didn't tie in too well.
I think the whole thing with the dance team was just weird. With his little sister, like they were like this all-star dance team.
Yeah.
And I just. That there's a lot of forced scenes in this that kind of took out a good pacing of the movie. And there's a director's cut that's like 20 minutes longer than this.
Dude, I heard the director's cut ruined this movie.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that the director's cut is fucking horrible. It was like, they said that this movie leaves you with questions and stuff like that, and the director cut answers them, and it ruins it. I haven't seen the director's cut of
I
it,
haven't
but
either.
I'm kind of curious. I do have it on Amazon Prime, so I might just check it out. Yeah, apparently they say it ruins it.
Really? I kind of like how they leave you questioning stuff. I love how they love how it kind of asks you it kind of leaves you answers on the table, and you got to try to
I
make them out
find
yourself.
well, filmmaker we like a lot does this is Christopher Nolan. I personally I think Nolan does a better job at leaving questions and having you answer them and stuff. I think the conversation is more interesting. In this movie, I didn't really find it that the questions I wanted was that interesting or more like, oh, how I liked them. I found it more actually a little bit more jarring, to be honest.
Yeah, that's
Or
why,
I'm
like Inception, like because you just brought up Nolan, you don't have to sit there and watch the movie. You don't have. You can join the movie in 20 minutes in and not lose pace. This one, you will.
I think you should watch it from the beginning, though,
You
but
should, yes, you should, because it's
you
an awesome
should.
movie. But this Donnie Darko is you have to watch the whole thing, and if you know, because you're constantly your mind's racing because there's so much. That's why the movie drives me crazy, because you're pulled in so many directions.
With this one, you have to watch from the beginning as well, because you need to follow every character to understand where this ending is coming from.
Yeah. That's why this movie drives me crazy. It's one of those movies that you really have to think, and you gotta, like, what happened there? What happened there?
Actually, when the movie ended for me, it made me a little bit more angry.
Made you angry?
What the fuck was that? It didn't fascinate me or anything like that. It just made me go, like, damn, did they really just go back in time? I was like, this movie really just go back in time?
That really came out of nowhere. That came. You said the girl getting hit by a car came out of pretty much nowhere. Going back in time came literally out of nowhere.
I was like, because I was rewatching the film. I didn't really get too many vibes of it being a sci-fi film.
No.
And then to see that ending where it happened, I was just kind of like, oh, okay. I mean, I like the message of it or whatever. Like, I like the characters. Which is Jake Gyllenhaal. I like his motivation of why he did it and stuff like that. I really appreciate that to, you know, make sure the girlfriend he was with live in this whole scenario and make sure that, you know, she never knew him and stuff. But at the same time, their relationship was not really all there, to be honest. So,
yeah, it didn't seem like, I don't want to say a forced. It wasn't like, you know, yeah. Lois Lane, Man of Steel, shoehorned bullshit, but it didn't seem right. It seemed like it was just there for the story. For the character-wise.
I mean, would you really care for that chick? I mean,
no.
In the scenes we saw of her, I mean, was there really anything to her that, like, made him appeal to her? Other than, I guess, the whole thing of him not wanting to be alone, but I don't know. I didn't really grasp that concept too much. I think they maybe, if that's what the movie was ending towards, maybe they should have stayed focused on that more.
Do you want to say it was shoehorned in?
I don't know.
Because it did nothing for the story. Wait, he did go back in time because of her.
Yeah, so, like, pretty much the movie is about him and her, if you really want, because it ends with him going back in time for her and stuff.
Yeah. So maybe, maybe it is. Maybe it is shoehorned.
If I ask you right now, did you really feel anything for her?
No.
You know, the fucked up scene where, you know, they were saying, oh, your father stabbed your mother this many times and stuff like that. I mean, other than that, they really have no scenes together where it's like you understand why he would do that for her.
Yeah, you don't really have a click with her. You don't feel emotionally involved in her, character-wise.
No.
Like, you feel with Donnie.
I mean, if anything, you feel more for Donnie Darko's character because you've been following him in his therapy of how he feels and stuff. You understand his motivation of why he might do something like this, but when you get down to her, you just like, I don't even know if she was the one you should do that for.
What was wrong? He was sleepwalking. What else was wrong with him?
I think they called him a paranoid schizophrenic or something like that. I remember the doctor said some terms of his therapist said he was suffered from schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm. But I think my entire favorite scene in the movie was the realization at the end when they were playing the Mad World song, and you show every character, not his family, but every character, the gym teacher, Patrick Swayze, the teachers, and the...
Yeah, that was a good touch.
Oh my God, obviously they all had the same dream, you know, so to speak. And just
the
real
thought for me too that they all felt they all knew what was going on and felt what happened.
Yeah, like, you know, Frank, he's got the sketches of the bunny mask and he's feeling his eye to make sure it's still there. Like, that was probably the best touch on the entire movie was that 2-minute scene. And
I would completely agree with that. I really liked that part. I understood it too. What was going on?
Yes, that was like the only that was the only thing you can understand in this movie.
Especially at that ending, that was the only thing you understand. Whatever and shit. Because at the end of the movie, when the engine falls on him, he's smiling.
Yeah, because that just makes no sense. That even the FAA said, we don't know how this engine fell. We don't know what planet it came off of. Like, whatever.
Yeah, you know, that's why I didn't know if that was real or not, or did he create that or something, because I'm just like, wait a minute, they don't know where it came from, so I'm like...
And you think if an engine fell, the plane would be falling, too.
Yeah, exactly, like, the plane has to be somewhere nearby, too. I mean, Denzel Washington from Flight wasn't flying this
thing. It would be upside down.
Shit, I'm just saying, man, so, like, did he conjure this thing up in his hair or something like that?
That's why this movie is so weird. I mean, it's so weird.
Engine just fall on you or whatever and shit, and like there's no plane nearby and stuff like that. And you know, another thing is, he could change the events of whether he lived or died or not, or whatever. Just never meet this girl.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Why sacrifice your life? I mean,
this has kind of.
What do you guys think? If he
the Looper effect.
Ah, nice touch on that one.
Where you know, yeah, well, you know where the mother ended up dying anyway in the film or whatever, and it's like Bruce Willis' character is like, I have to kill him, but it's like you don't know if killing the mother or not is the reason why these events happen. So
nice comparison. That's really good.
So it's like, you know, you don't know if you living or by you killing yourself has an effect. What if it reflects now on your family now? Because the mother looked pretty fucking psychotic at the end.
Mm-hmm. And you got to think, though, if he didn't die, would the realization of all the other characters come about because he's not dead? Because mm-hmm.
Another thing is, too, since he lived through these events, he exposed a child rapist, well, and he wasn't a rapist, but...
Pedophile.
Yeah, pretty much a pedophile and shit, so... Now that he's dead, who's gonna expose this dude?
Yeah. I mean, what's really gonna change with him? Is he just gonna stop doing it? Because he looked like he was, like, having an emotional breakdown at the time, at the end. So I did like Patrick... I did like Patrick Swayze in this. He played the douchebag really good.
But it goes back in that time-traveling premise that we and you and all the film people out there know that, like, how do you know that these events of you dying is going to make things better? If anything, it may make things worse. Your family could be doing the stuff now or whatever. Do you want to see that?
I know. And it kind of shows that maybe the impact Donnie did on everyone's lives.
Yeah.
Because he didn't...
Yeah.
Did he really change the lives of Drew Barrymore?
I was about to say. Or even, or even his girlfriend. Did he really change the life of her? Because remember, she gets picked on at this school, and she has nobody to go to but him.
Yeah, and he's an outcast, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we brought up the scene where Seth Rogen was pretty much bringing up the dead. In that scene, Jake Gyllenhaal confronts her or whatever, and she has someone to be there with. Say that happens again, he's not there this time. What does she go off to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why this movie's just so weird. It's a very smart movie, I would say. It's not like a stupid, you know, stupid writing, but...
No.
It's smart that it's just... There's too many questions you have to ask.
I think, once again, I think the director just got a little over himself and kind of took things further than he needed to. I think that he has a good mystery going on here, but he kind of pushes the limit by adding in a lot of extra stuff that you kind of don't need in the film.
You know what? He did... He went, like, so with Southland Tales, he went above and beyond this.
Yeah.
That movie you gotta drink yourself to death and forget about.
Yeah.
Because that movie was crazy. This movie, it's a nice, mild tone compared to that one. But
I mean, this could be in comparisons with Memento or something like that.
Yeah, I like Memento, though.
Yeah, I love Memento.
There's really nothing really to say about this movie. Like,
I was going to say, do you think, because we just talked about the mystery aspect of it, do you think the weirdness of this movie takes the mystery, makes the mystery a little secondhand?
No. No, I would say it's because the mystery, it's just because you're constantly asking questions throughout the entire movie. And the weirdness...
Yeah, but you don't... I think the weirdness kind of devolves away from it, though.
Yeah, I mean...
Weirdness of it is trying to be... I think it's trying to be too quirky in the weirdness.
Oh, yeah, there is. It's...
Away from
I want to say it wasn't forced. It was just kind of came about randomly. The weirdness,
it was just kind of out there.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't take you away from the movie. It's just it didn't. You look past it. In my opinion, you look past it.
It's one of those things. Once again, where I go back to the director and said, "Yeah, you added a little too much in here," and I think you could have just kept it. It would have still been. I know he's probably trying to be out there and visionary and stuff like that. But if you just took the weirdness out of here, I still think you would have been a visionary, made a visionary movie here, because I think the mystery of all the time traveling and the time travel itself is already a good enough mystery. I mean, we brought up Looper. I guess you wouldn't consider Memento a time traveling one, but you know, repacing the steps.
Butterfly effect.
The butterfly. Those all have. I mean, there's a reason why those movies are all good or whatever and stuff, because it asks those questions. I think this one could follow in it, but there was times where the weirdness of it kind of diverted me away from almost not caring at points.
Do you think this had like a reverse butterfly effect? Because stuff happened in the future, and he went back in time and died, and then things changed in the future. But if you go, you know, in Butterfly Effect, you go back in time, you kill a butterfly, things change in the
past. Man, I'm curious to see that director's cut now, to be honest.
I don't think I want to. I don't want to be. I like the mystery of movies that I don't want stuff asked. I don't want them answered.
What that guy would have put together in Fall. Be honest, if one of us probably would have saw the director cut, rating probably would be dropping, to be honest.
Possibly. Because we would pretty much talk about two different movies, so to speak.
Yeah, I kind of wish I would have watched that one now.
I would have been lost if you were saying stuff.
I could have been answering your questions right now. And
probably.
I think I might watch that later tonight now, just to see how I feel about watching the original one.
Is that going to change your rating? Are you going to have like an asterisk on your rating?
I don't know, because I was reading reviews on it. They were saying that it was praising this movie, but it was like, just forget about that director's cut. That fucks up the whole thing. I'm just like, man, I'm curious to see it now if it really fucks things up. Like, because then if the director cut, which answers the questions that you have in this movie, fucks it up, then that means that he didn't really have a thought of when he put this movie together. I need to watch that movie.
Rotten Tomatoes has a 91 rating for a director's cut.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's critics. Oh. That's critics.
Oh, okay. Because on the original one is where I was reading all the hate for the director's cut.
That could have been from fans, from, like, moviegoers, but critics love this movie. This movie has got high praise.
That was from critics, too?
Yeah.
Oh, that was from critics, too.
Yeah.
A lot of them was from L.A., Chicago, and the U.K.
I'm reading. Ebert gave it a less positive review for the regular version, and then a positive review for the director's cut.
You know, Ebert is someone I don't trust no more after what you told me last week.
Well, he's dead, so you don't have to trust him anymore.
Yeah, so Ebert can go to hell. Oh, he's already there. After what you told me, he gave a certain movie that we call Blair Witch Project. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That dude can eat a dick. Cisco was always the good one anyway.
Yeah, Cisco knew what was trash.
Cisco would always look at Eber and go like, really, you like that movie?
Oh, I wish they were both still alive doing movies today.
Yeah, I wish they was too, so I could just see that look in Cisco's face one more time, just like, what? You like that? The hell is wrong with you?
Oh. But.
What would you give it?
I think. Oh. This is a really hard. This is probably one of the hardest choices you had to do for Throwback Tuesday.
Yeah, that's why I told you to go first.
I always go first. I would say 3.5. Creativity was pretty good. Acting was strong with Gyllenhaal. That was very strong acting. Music off the board, awesome. Cinematography awesome. Time period awesome. It's just the weirdness and how it pulled you away in so many points and different plot points. It just pop, in my opinion, how it pulled you away. I just you kind of I don't, you're not bored, but you're confused, and you're not supposed to be confused in a movie.
When you are confused, you're supposed to have fun with the confusion as far as putting the puzzle together.
Yeah, and this one at well, the director's cut with the regular version, you're still piecing the puzzle after it's done.
Yeah, I think that's why I brought up Nolan's and Inception or whatever, is because I actually had fun putting the work into that or whatever, and here I didn't really have fun putting it together. Just kind of, that's why I said I was more angry than anything when it ended. It's just like, I don't really want to go back and put this together. Don't really want
I think you're more confused at the
to.
ending. I wasn't angry. I was like more confused. I'm like, yeah, what's this 28 days thing? And then Frank the bunny, and then girlfriend dying, and then time travel. It's just weird and confusing.
Yeah, well, one thing, yeah, definitely the 28 days thing. Like, where did that come from?
No, it's like fucking the ring. You got 7 days.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, what, how did Jake know on this day this was happening or something like that? Like, I've never once heard that, oh, Halloween is the day or something like that. Like, and then all that talk about, like, do you accept God in your heart and stuff like that? Like,
Yes,
bruh,
what
like.
was that? Were they trying to smash that over our heads?
Like, it really, and even who was the actress name? The dance team, coach or whatever and shit. She had like a shirt on constantly that said God is awesome and stuff. I'm just like,
Yeah,
okay, I'm a
she
little
pretty much
lost.
that's like Beth Grant. She plays the same character in a lot of movies.
Man, what the fuck was that class she was teaching though?
I think she was a gym teacher.
What did that shit say? It said fear and love. And then how she tried to explain it by watching them crappy Patrick Swayze videos or whatever, talking about like fear and love are the
No,
only,
those videos are so cheesy.
like fear and love are the only emotions you should have and shit
Be
like that and stuff. I'm just
fearful
like,
of God.
yeah, I was like, what
They hit us over the head with religion, and that scenes it was like they forced religion down our throat.
There was even a moment where the therapist asked it like three times, "You believe in God now? Where's God for your love?" Or I'm just like, where is this coming from? I think that kind of threw me off a little bit of the movie. I was like, okay,
I think
this
they were
supposed to
trying
be a
to
heaven.
like make this like a religious movie, but not a religious movie.
It almost felt like it was trying to have a heaven and hell vibe, and I was like, I'm not really getting that part.
Oh, yeah, I kind of agree with you on that. What would you give this?
I was going in the low sea territory, but after talking about that religious shit, everybody knows I hate religious shit.
Hit you over the head.
That kind of came out of fucking nowhere,
A
and
lot of things came out of nowhere in this movie.
that one really though, where it was just like, okay, is this supposed to be a heaven and hell demon angel thing going on here? And it really isn't nothing about that. That has shit to do with none of that. So I was like, is that supposed to be like just thrown in there, forced or whatever, to get you thinking about something else, instead of like comparing science of time traveling to logic of is there a god or not? I'm like, no, because time traveling is, I don't give a fuck what Stephen Hawking says in a book. That shit isn't real. So, no, there is no logic or science behind that. So I don't know why Donnie Darko and his teacher are having a actual fucking debate about whether or not you can find a wormhole or not. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not buying that. So it's just gonna get a rent from me.
Yeah, but that could change with the director's cut, correct?
What happened?
Would that change with the director's cut?
Oh, we will see. We will have to wait and see,
I
huh?
don't think
Because
it's gonna go. I don't think it's gonna go any higher. I really don't think the director's cut, because you're still gonna have the same what you said, the same religion. It's still gonna be there.
it can make it better, though.
Well, how are you gonna make that better?
I don't know. Maybe they can actually warp this story around science and God or something like that.
Oh, I think it'll
Because
make it worse.
what?
I don't want. I would not want to see that if it does that.
Yeah, I kind of don't either. If it's explained better, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel, to be honest.
Yeah.
It all depends on what parts are explained and what's not explained, really.
Mm-hmm. But it is. I mean, this movie really has like really no replay value at all either. It. I mean, would you sit that? Would you watch this once a month?
No, hell no. Hell no. No.
You would probably watch it once every 2 years.
Once a year,
yeah.
Like, not even a year. I mean, I don't even know if I'd show this to people.
No, you can have a drinking game for how crazy it is.
I mean, there could be like better things to watch.
Like porn.
I would not show this to people. I'm with you on the drinking game, though. I'm always up for a drinking game.
Yeah, this has this.
Watch the Breakfast Cut, and we'll see.
This has drinking game tendencies.
Yes, it does. How many times that Jake Gyllenhaal looks into a mirror?
Oh my God! Is he supposed to be vain?
He will be fucking drunk by the end of the night.
Oh God.
Question time!
Bring it.
Steve, he says, this comes from Hobo with a Shotgun review. He says, this without a shadow of a doubt was the weirdest film I've ever watched. Thank you guys for choosing this. What is one of the weirdest films you have ever witnessed? Donnie Darko.
I'm not going with Donnie Darko. Mind fucked movie.
Oh, him and Centipede.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I remember when we did the review, I just kept sitting there looking like, he was like, you don't seem disgusted, but I was just like, because I'm just fascinated with who the hell sat at a desk and just came up with, I'm going to make a movie about sewing a dude's face to his ass. Yeah, I was like, what?
They do a lot of weird things in that country. So,
oh, okay.
That's a Saturday night That's a Saturday night for people.
It's a Monday night for people.
Weirdest.
That was a weird one for me. Just imagining that thought process of making that. It was just like, what the hell?
Weirdest but I thought film.
It was weirder than Hobo with a Shotgun.
I want to say Hobo was weird, but
I think it was weird in the fact for Steve saying, "Goddamn hobo that gets a shotgun and wants to clean up the city." And
that's what we need. We need a little Rucker Howard in our lives.
I mean, you don't think that'd be weird if you looked out your window right now, Z, and saw a hobo with a shotgun just shooting people down or whatever?
I would stay away from him. It means he's crazy.
They just looked at you with that deranged look in the window and said, "This city needs a hobo or a shotgun."
I am going with one we talked about last week. Spring Breakers.
Oh shit, that wins the award for weirdest of everything.
That was such. You watch this movie, I think it's an hour and a half or 2 hours, something like that, and you have no idea what's going on in those 2 hours. You have no idea what's going on.
It's been 2 years and I still don't know what's going on.
That is the weirdest movie you can ever imagine watching. I mean, it tops Donnie Darko, it tops Memento, it tops Inception.
That's a better question, Steve, is what's a movie you still don't know what it's about? Yeah, that's a better question right there. And a lot of M. Night Shyamalan movies, they can go in that route.
Last Airbender.
I still don't remember what happened in Happening. I'm like, I still don't know what the fuck that movie was. Or what was it, Lady in the Water? I still don't know what the fuck that movie
I still have never seen that movie.
Man, that movie is fucking boring. Like, that movie will suck the soul out your asshole.
All right, I'll just top off a whole genre for American movies that's made from Korea or Japanese horror, like Dark Water, Ring, Grudge.
Dark Water.
Oh
man, I'm trying to think of something that's just as out there as crazy as.
I kind of like The Ring though,
yeah,
but.
You know...
It's
Super, in a way, was kind of out there. I think James Gunn does a lot of movies that are out there and that are weird. But the thing about James Gunn is he makes them work.
He made Super realistic.
Yeah, like that's like that idea of that is crazy and out there. Even Guardians of the Galaxy was just crazy and out there. But he makes them both work.
He made Ellen Page. Sexy.
Yeah, he made her want to fuck her.
And she doesn't play for that team. And she doesn't play for that team.
I don't give a shit. I'll convince her to. She puts that costume on.
It's
a fucking costume. You think she wears that costume for her girlfriend?
Possibly. They role play.
Oh my god! I want to be in the room for that.
You don't see a lot of weird movies like nowadays, like this, like Donnie Darko or.
No.
If they do, they are experimental first time directors.
You know what? We brought up one last week. Rubber.
Oh, fuck Rubber. I'm looking at your site, and that's on your Amazon thing.
That ain't no weirder thing than ever than Rubber, man.
That's a foreign movie, correct?
That's a what?
Is that a foreign movie?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my god!
I don't think that's a foreign movie. I think that's made right here in the U.S. of A. It don't get no weirder than a Rubber, man. I mean, come on. It was a fucking tire with telekinesis.
Yep. I haven't seen Rubber.
That's gotta be weird, right? Can you top a tire with telekinesis?
No.
I think the only thing that tops that is Monster.
Well, there is a movie that I can't think of what it's called, but Ron Jeremy was in it, and like an alien like laying on his penis, and his penis, and it killed him, and his penis was like killing people.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of porn star movies on Netflix though that you can watch, like the zombie porn with what's that porn? Alexis Texas, is it?
I can't think of what it's called. I've seen the post picture. I haven't seen it though.
I think it's called Zombie Porn Stars, right?
Maybe.
You know what? I'll go. It's Monster and Rubber. That's my two weird.
I'm still
going. Shit creature that comes out the toilet and attacks you. Yeah.
I'm still going. Spring Breakers.
Yeah. So there you go. There you go, Steve. Iron Man. That was a weird one. Dude, metallic suit flying around blast me. That's weird. Nah. Carol, she says, who do you think was crazier, Drake or Jigsaw, LOL?
Jigsaw.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that names himself Jigsaw, I mean, come on. Colby Jigsaw.
And he had that freaking New Jersey accent.
Yeah, when that fake-ass Jersey accent.
Jigsaw.
The funny thing, the better question here is, for another better question is, who's crazier, Drake or goddamn Looney Ben Jim?
Looney Ben Jim. Eat my applesauce.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my applesauce, man.
I was like, wow. Drake was just cartoony.
Wasn't crazy.
No, he was a cartoon character. That's all he was. I mean,
yeah,
he embraced. I mean, though. Jigsaw and Looney Bin Jim, they embraced it. They had fun with the characters. Drake was just. Yeah. I don't know.
Talk about fun, man. Yeah, they sure did have a lot of fucking fun doing the shit they did, man. That was like. Unintentional. The best unintentional comedy at its best.
Mm hmm.
Aiden says, I actually don't know how to feel about this film, but curious to see more. Do you think we will get a chance to see more films like this in the future?
There's not a lot of movies that about a hobo with a shotgun.
Maybe Bum with a shotgun. How about that? That'd be a sequel.
The sequel. It goes after the higher rich. Wait, I think that was called The Purge.
Oh, okay. The Bum with the Uzi. And unlimited bullets. No, I don't think you'll actually see more films like this.
No.
straight up limited release film festival type of movies and stuff. I don't think, unless you go on Netflix or Amazon Prime or wherever your streaming device is, some straight, it has to be straight to something wise or whatever, because damn sure you will not be seeing this theatrically.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Hobo was fun for what it was, but you said it was an exploitation movie?
Yeah.
So.
And you kind of did get that. Z said it best last week. Punisher Warzone. There you go.
It's hard. I mean, it's really... It's hard to pick a movie like that. You know what I mean? I mean, those movies come out once in a great while. It's like a hidden gem, and I think that's a Hobo Shotgun was a hidden gem movie. That was just...
Yeah, and no one's really clamoring to see these movies, neither, in wide range. That's another reason why they don't make them.
No, it's... I mean, this was... I mean, this was, like, extremely limited release. Maybe at the film festivals. Yeah. Like, kind of like Donnie Darko probably was.
Hobo Shotgun got released even less than Donnie Darko, if I'm not mistaken.
What, like, about maybe just the big cities?
It strictly was a film festival. Strictly was a film festival, straight to VOD type deal here. I mean...
And those movies are actually, some are pretty good. Like that.
I think they're better that way, to be honest.
Because you don't have, you're not having the Hollywood budget, you know, you're, because they're not going to have a big expectation for...
something you're not expecting, it's just something you're googling around on your TV or whatever, and you just happen to run into it or something like that. You know, that's why it's called hidden gems.
Yeah, and that's why Netflix is and Netflix and Amazon Prime is probably so special, is because you can find those movies. You can't go to like a video store and find Hobo with a Shotgun, really, unless you look for it.
No,
it's like one copy in the genre, that's probably what it is. But Netflix, you can find tons of movies like that.
Streaming through Netflix is your new video store of, like, being...
True. It's true. And if you don't find it from word of mouth, if you don't pay attention to movies besides the big blockbuster movies, and you just watch Netflix for the big movies, you're never going to know about this movie.
Do you watch movies that you just browsing through or whatever that's just randomly on your pick? I mean, I know I do sometimes.
Yeah, I just kind of randomly pick a movie if it's got someone I know, or if it's got a plot that sounds interesting or whatever, something like that. Yeah, I kind of I look it up. I research it a little bit before I watch it, but...
I kind of go by that merit, too. It's like if it's got an actor I know and like or whatever, or sometimes it depends on the genre. I like zombies, so, you know, I watch a lot of zombie shit on Netflix to see if, like, oh, I can find, you know, that next Dawn of the Dead or something like that. You know, I always look for those kind of things, and sadly, I have not found that yet.
No.
Or, you know, something like Super, you know?
Yeah, there's a movie actually on Netflix called The...
That's out there as well, I mean.
There's a movie that I think it came out the same time as Super. It's called Defender. It's got Woody Harrelson in it. I think it's like the same plot.
Yeah, I think I brought it up before. It's called The Defender.
Yeah, it's got pretty much the same plot.
It's a little more out there. I mean, I don't think it's as entertaining as
I heard it's really bad.
Yeah, it's not really that good at all, actually. Woody Harrelson is probably the best thing. Kat Dennings as a whore.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is. That's why I got the movie. I actually own the movie on Blu-ray over here.
Nice.
But because it came out right after Zombieland.
Okay, so Woody Harrelson was top, you know, as a top in his game,
yeah,
right there.
I was on that, and, you know, seeing him play the Defender dude that used duct tape and stuff like that. It's kind of something like they do with Ang Lee's Hulk. Like, he tried to make an art film out of the Hulk.
Oh God.
So it was something like they tried to make a movie about a superhero who's really mentally impaired and shit like that. I think the best thing of the movie, spoiler here, whatever, but it's not funny here, is that Woody Harrelson dies at the end of the film.
Nice. I'm probably never going to watch it, so...
No. And you can tell that he's kind of mentally challenged in the film, and a lot of people knew that, so when they found out he died or whatever, it kind of became like a big... I think that was probably the best... touching part of the film, whatever. But in the middle half of it, it's pretty fucking boring and lackluster.
Really gotcha.
But yeah, that's all the questions, man. And that was been another fun edition of Throwback Tuesday, episode 69.
When don't we ever have a fun episode?
Wars, hookers, dopes, crackheads, porn star.
Are we doing Halloween movies again for October?
Hell yeah.
No Halloween 2 this time.
Oh, God. So you going to fuck me over this year now, huh?
They're going to make us watch.
Make me go back and watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and realize it ain't good. And I'm like, oh, shit.
You mean the one with Matthew McConaughey? Right?
What was that?
The one with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, shit. Oh, well, then why didn't you say so?
All right.
For that one, then. People, I'm the phenomenal one. MoviesWorldsPodcast.com.
This is Z from thefancritic.com.
And we will catch y'all law breakers a little later. All right.
Later.
Faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad.